sessions or we try to speak about it. What is the direction of non-duality? It means not to or not over to. Because the manifestation starts with two. Yes? The minimum of multiplicity is two. So non-duality, non-two. So when we speak about non-duality, we negate the manifestation. We say none of which is manifested, which starts basically with the two. So this is the direction of non-duality, from the manifested to the infinite, or from the finite to the infinite. Now comes an opposite question. And this one comes from the infinite. Why? And this is the prime question we can ask. Why the infinite, which is infinite, prime energy, source, decided, yes, suddenly to become finite? Why this is so? Because usually, most of the time, we speak from the non-duality direction, yes? From the finite, we negate the finite, we negate the two, to arrive, not to arrive, but to see that there's only infinite. And all the rest is just an illusion. This is the direction. But now we ask from an opposite direction. Why the finite, or the prime energy, or the source, decided to, in a way, go out there and become many, which starts with two. The minimum of many is two. So in order that everything could be manifested, we need to start with two. But how do we start with two? We negate the one. The infinite becomes finite. And then we have two poles. Yes? Two poles. That in between them, all the manifested will appear in its time, in the space. So far, so good. If the infinite, yes, would not do that, we could not see life or experience life. Because, yes, because there's a birth all the time. Yes, with the breath, birth, those words are connected. Yes, and there's a flow of life all the time. Because if the infinite, yes, does not limit itself to the finite, there isn't any two, and a new birth or a new creation cannot come. And it is, and in this case, it will be a finite. There's a catch here. It will be dead because no life is coming from it. So, in a way, the infinite concise itself or minimize itself for a period of time to be finite. Then we have two poles. This is the space and time. And there's appearance in space and time. There's a deliverance of life in space and time. If the infinite would not be finite, new deliverance of life could not appear. And it will be considered, in a way, to the infinite to be a dead, meaning not infinite. You see this? You see this? How does it work? And when there's a birth, yes, the birth is conceived to the eyes. Yes, and to our eyes, And then we say this is a new leaf, let's say, on a tree, or a new fruit, or a new offspring. What does it mean? It means basically that the infinite, yes, came into the finite, yes, to a form and to a name. Yes, next, let's say that the deer, feminine, the doe, the feminine deer delivers a fawn. Yes, a baby deer. So there's appearance in a form and there's a name. So the infinite that could be anything in all times. At this moment appears as a fawn in a shape, in a form, in a name. Yes? Yes. Also, yes, a kitten, let's say, is being born. Infinite, yes, experience itself as a kitten, and the kitten is being born. Yes, and people in the neighborhood, they name the kitten, so there's appearance of a, yes, of a form, shape, and a name. Kitten, or if you name it in any kind of a name. Once there's appearance, there's a name. Once there's a shape or a form, there's what? There's a concept. The concept expresses itself with words. A name, yes? Personal name or just a table. There's appearance of a table. So we say, there's a form of a table. So we say it's a table. There's a form or a shape of a bottle. So we say it's a bottle. Yes? Let's say if it's a bottle from glass. Yes? But what happens when this bottle falls suddenly to the floor? Yes? There is an expression of the finite. It breaks. Yes? So the form disappears. It is shattered. So there is no bottle, and we could not say on the shreds of the glass that they are bottles. Do you understand? In the same manner, yes. 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 It just take from itself the shell when someone passes away. Yes, when someone is passing. Yes, the body is just being removed like a garment. Yes, Abigail. Yes. And find it, which is always there. Just remove the temporal dressing,
just which is the body. Just remove the temporal dressing, which is the body.
Yes, Abigail. Yes, how do you do?
How do you do, Eti? Yanis, Felipe.
Happy to hear you.
Good afternoon.
How do you do? Good afternoon.
How do you do? I miss you all for like two times. I haven't been able to join the conversation. And I'm happy to be here today. Okay, so on the issue of the finite and the infinite or the infinite, I was recently just thinking about the whole thing. How the infinite reduces itself and takes a form or shape to be finite and then reverts back to the infinite. I was just thinking about it and my mind went to the time a baby is born. Immediately, per the gender, we give it a concept or a name, or we determine whether it is he or she. And so the he or she eventually will die. And then we say, oh, he's dead or she's dead. It means the he or the she you got from the inception or from the beginning, at the end, it will die. And then it will be left with the infinite, or the infinite will be. So I was just thinking about it and I was like, wow, it's so amazing and it's so wonderful how this whole thing plays. And it really, really pressed upon my heart to, it's like it made me more sober to realize that I am not the he or she, technically. One day the he or she will die. And people will just say, oh, he died or she died. Because I got the she, he when I appeared here. But the infinite never dies. It's humbling to know these things and understand it.
It is so true. It is so true. It in a way, in one sentence from you, you just shattered the concept of gender or genderism in the world. There's like issues of gender and identities. In just one sentence, it shattered the lies, yes, of gender, yeah, identity.
Yeah. Very true.
One sentence, and this is it. There's no even place to debate. You just, you know, in one, it's like David with Goliath, you know. This is it. One sentence and everything is just disappears. And yes, it is humbling because it doesn't matter what is the, let's say, the lifespan, yes, of someone, whether it's he or she. Is this is just a temporal ride. And in these appearances, space and time, phenomenon, yes, there is like a dress, yes, an appearance in a form, but this is only a form of a male or a female. Is Jesus, this is just a form. Nothing but it inside does an infinite. So it's all so irrelevant in a way. People give it a lot of importance, which has not. This is humbling. This is humbling because it is, in a way, show us, yes, what is the theater, which is called life and appearances? On what does it sit? Yes? Because if people go to life and say, oh, there's a street, there's an happening, like Felipe said this morning, there's a fair, there's a market, hey, let's go, there's a beautiful street, beautiful show, shops there, ta-ta-ta-ta, it's amazing fashion, ta-ta-ta, amazing. And yes, people take it as, oh, yes, there's life, let's get some life. But this is, it sits on a false premise. First of all, the life is there, and you have to get there to get life. Yes, it's like life is an object, okay? Get life. You have to get there to get life, yes? And basically, this sentence puts everything on hold. What people take as reality, the shops, the experience of traveling, all of the, is just question all of this. Putting what people speak about life, non-duality put on his head in a way. Because the power or the life force that we are being animated all the time because there's a breath going on. So since there's a breath in the system, there's an ability to walk, to walking, talking, yes? All of those activities, because without breath, without animation of breath, none of this could have happened. And we are being animated by higher power. And people think usually that their ability to act in the world comes from their own merit, as if they are like separate entities that they have their own battery. Let's say, let's use it. Yes, they have their own battery. They can charge their battery whenever they like. They do whatever they like. Yes, this is what people think. Just get better, get the right retreat, get the right workout. Yes, get the right jogging, get the right fit, outfit. Like if there's just only me, the star here in the neighborhood or in the country, without seeing that we are part of this, all of us are just fish in the ocean called life. So there are many, many forms of life. And it's humbling because it's temporal. Any questions? Yanis, any question? Yanis was asking about Isaac. Yes, from the book of Vayner, page 23. Yes, Isaac is associated with water. Yes, water in Hebrew, maim. The value of maim is 90. And Isaac is being born when Sarah is 90. Yes, what does it mean? That the laughter, yes, and water is time, yes. The laughter appears in time, but the laughter is not of time. Yes? Yes. Like we can speak about the infinite. The infinite appears. Yes, in addressing of the finite appears in space and time, but infinite is not of space and time. Like we say, the bracelet is made out of gold. Yes, but the gold is not made out of a bracelet. Just one word about the rose. The book of Zohar starts with the article of the rose or the lily, Shoshana. Yes, and they call it the book of splendor in Hebrew, in English, in Hebrew, book of Zohar, Sefer Zohar. Yesterday we were around the bay, and I heard in the air Arabic. And I remembered that in Arabic, you speak about the rose, and they have a specific Arabic name for the rose. It is called Zahir. Zahir sounds like Zohar. And the book of Zohar starts with the Shoshana. Yes? Shoshana. We call it also, they speak about Shoshana, but it's about the rose. And later was written a book, and then there was a movie, The Name of the Rose, The Name of the Rose. Please pay attention, because, and this is came yesterday while hearing just the sound of the Arabic language, because the book, The Name of the Rose, was written after the author read many books of Gershom Scholem. And he also took a riff on this. Yes, and this is quite interesting. So there's a rose in English, yes, Shoshana, yes, lily. There's also Vered, And this is quite interesting, this movement, the movement between the languages, the concepts. There is, have you tasted, how do you say, water of roses? Did you have this, have you tasted the water of roses in a cake or in a drink? Have you been tasting this kind of taste? In the Mediterranean, it's very common. Yes. Yes, he, Umberto Eco was reading Scholem and he also copied a few pages from Scholem. This is why it's also the name of the rose. Yes, this is why it is also called the name of the rose. The Book of Zohar. Yes. It is all around the Book of Zohar. When Umberto Eco located the story in a way previously, not in, let's say, the 12th century or so, he took it like few hundred years before. Yes, he located it just before 600, in the year of 600, something like that. But it's the same, it is proven that he copied pages from Gershom Scholem. Yes, Umberto Eco. Yes, he did. The name of the rose. As Abigail said, once there's appearance of a flower, there's a name. There's a form and there's a name. It's a rose. Kishoshana. So, well, where are we? Yes, there is in this area, in this region. It starts, I think, even in Armenia and all this region, that from the petals, yes, petals, there's a flower called rose, yes, and when the flower is about to complete its blooming stage, you take the petal, put them in water, there's a kind of process, yes, which you can... how do you say, reserve, yes, the essence of the rose as a smell in a taste. It's a process. In Hebrew, it is called mei vredim. Mei vredim, mei, yes, from maim. Mei vredim, the water of roses. In Arabic, everything starts yesterday when hearing Arabic in the air. They call it Mai is like water. Mai Zahir, the water of roses. Yes, the water of roses. Usually they keep it, this is only an essence. It is like little, like let's say 5-10 cc or so. Like they keep it in a very, very little bottles. Yes, little bottles like that. And you can, when you bake, you add like one or two drops and then it expands when you put it in the oven. And there's a sense of like roses garden, yes, but in the scent and in the taste. Yes, this is it. My Zahir. It is a very, very strong taste. When first time as a kid, you don't. This is. Don't know. What is this? It's not chocolate, yes. It's a completely different level of. But it's very common, yes. It's very common in this area. Yes, it is very strong, very strong. Questions, Felipe, Yanis, Abigail. Remember? Yes? Roses water in a bottle. Yes? Yes, Yanis is writing, if every person is being animated and when someone does an act that hurt others and drops the body, the being goes back as infinite. Can you explain that again? If every person is being animated and when someone does an act that hurt others and drops the body, there is, if I understand well the question, Luzzatto speaks about it. What happened is that the infinite inside is closing one eye. Yes? The infinite, in a way, goes back to the source. Yes? If I understood well the question. What does it mean? And also there was a question about Ari Hanpin. Yes? To close one eye. Yes. Let's speak about daily living. Yes? Let's say, I don't know how it is in Singapore, because I understood that Singapore is very, care a lot of, they don't drop anything on the street and everything is very ordered and clean. Let's say, because this is the law and people are keeping the law and so on. But in other places in the world, there are laws for, let's say, if people have pets and they have to collect the needs of the pets when they go outside. Yes, the law says that the owner of the dog should go with a bag and collect it and put it in the trash. Yes, this is how the law says it. But not everybody's keeping, let's say, the law. Not every time they have this drive to clean after the dog. So sometimes they go with them to the gardens and dogs, they relief. And sometimes someone else is just moving in the street and see this. Yes? So it is happening. Not every family, every owner is collecting it. Sometimes it's just in a rush and the dog does and they just, you know, return home and so. And other residents sees this. Yes? He sees that there is a law and to collect and to clean, but not everybody's keeping it on the time, all the time. So it is like to close one eye. Yes? The other resident that sees this, okay? The law is the law, but, you know, sometimes, yes? So nobody's reporting to the authorities about it, of course. Nobody will do it, yes? But it is considered to be that you close one eye, like you did not notice it, yes? Because there's a beautiful thing. We have two eyes, yes, right and the left. It's like we have sun and the moon. It's the same thing. The right eye is related to the infinite. The left eye sees the finite. This is also the left side is considered with criticism. Finite. You should not do this, yes? The officer, the policeman, yes? Inside. People should behave differently. So, what does it mean that to close one eye, yes? It means that, let's say this example with the man and the dog walking. Another resident is walking on the same street, in the same street, and sees the same, but he just rather closes his left eye, the finite eye. From from his side, the resident is only infinite. So he does not see the violation of the law. So in this case, if you close one eye, there is no conflict. Yes, because what happens in certain, it happens all the time that something is happening and other person is seeing it and has criticism about it. It should have been different. Yes, and there's like a friction inside. Not all the time the friction is expressed. But it should not have been like that. This is what the selfing does, by the way, all the time, because the selfing is the great judge. The selfing is God on earth. Yes? But what happens if, in a way, this is non-duality? Non-duality, it means not two eyes. The eyes of the finite, the left eye. Not two. And there's only, in a way, one eye, which is the infinite. This is not two. And then you see, yes, from the perspective of the infinite. Yes, not from the perspective of time and space and the matrix and the law, yes, and the branches of the laws and how much, what will be the ticket that the owner of the dog will get and you know, and points and all of those things. Yes? Therefore, there's a beautiful verse in the Bible that speaks about it. What is the most beautiful? There are many verses that speak about it, but one of them is, Lo yanum velo yishan shomer Israel. This is one of the verses. The guard of Israel, and in this case, Israel is not a state, but the infinite, yes? The guard of the infinite will not sleep and will not slumber. What does it mean? Because when there's a deep sleep, both eyes are closed. Yes, but in this verse, or this verse speaks about one of the stages which is called in Aramaic, Arech Anpin, the long perspective, or the before perspective, before space and time, before space. And before space and time, there is no sleep, and there is no slumber. There's only awakeness. Yes, yes, the guard. Yes. Good luck, Abigail, and good luck with the doctor and the allergy. Feel good, all of you. Yes. Yes, where is this verse, Yannis? Let's see, from which book is it? Luzzatto speaks about it. Luzzatto is a sage that lived in the beginning of the 18th century. Yes. This is from Psalms 121, verse 4. Yes? Psalms 121, verse 4. So there's only awakeness or awareness. Yes, in the infinite, there is no sleep or slumber. Any questions? Felipe, Yannis. If not, I would like to thank you for being here with us to wish you Shabbat Shalom, a very good week, and we hope to see you here on Monday if you have the time. So long farewell and goodbye. Shavua Tov, everyone, and see you soon.